Hello, everyone. This is Fights of the Roundtable, the show where five morons argue about topics that don't matter. I'm your moderator, Matt Sinix, joined by my lovely panel, John Avery.
What's up?
Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
John Dobson. Josh Hurth.
Hello, hello.
And Matt Swearingen.
Hey-o.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
You guys doing all right?
Wonderful.
You guys ready to fight?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Y'all warmed up? Done your stretches?
I'm ready to destroy you, especially Josh.
All right.
Wow. Why? Why? You come out the gate just guns a-blazing.
I don't even know what
you're the oldest
is.
One.
He's just sitting in the
mood. But Josh is wrong.
You know, so.
Whoa. Man, oh, man.
Well, yeah. Tonight it's... It's an interesting one. It's one that we've collectively discussed before. Decided to finally do it tonight. So we're doing
top capital punishment.
Things.
top ways to.
That's next week.
Capital.
Okay. All right. Tonight we're doing things that should be Olympic sports, but aren't.
Yes.
Ooh, so
yes.
So of course, as always, you can vote however your heart desires for whatever reason your heart desires. But
cat juggling.
I would encourage everyone to think about, you know, if the one that we pick became an Olympic sport, you know, which one would you really want to be like the most hyped for? So
yeah, curling.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen that? It's amazing.
Not
yes,
the ice
but it is
one,
an Olympic
just where
sport.
You lift the dumbbell up.
Not anymore. Awesome. Seating was a little interesting because, I don't know, it's not as clear cut, I think, to assign seeds, but I did my best. I did my best. So without further ado, we're going to go and get into it. Things that should be an Olympic sport, but aren't. We're starting off round one here with our first matchup. We have number one seed, dodgeball. Versus number 16 seed tetherball.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear. The winner for me is dodgeball. And I wish that I could vote for tetherball because that'd be awesome. But it's dodgeball.
That's, frankly, I hope that all 16 of these will someday make it into the Olympics. But
nice.
You never know. You never know. All right. We're going to go and tally one vote for dodgeball. Who else has something to contribute here, if at all? I guess I should go and pose. Is anyone voting for our friend tetherball?
No. Dodgeball is so great.
No. The training for dodgeball is intense. I mean, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
It's true.
So
fact.
And a tetherball ball once knocked me unconscious and put a giant hole in my head. So I have bad feelings when it comes to tetherball poles.
Dang it! I already voted.
That's probably why you're here, sir.
Wow.
I guess that's why none of us are in the Olympics. Can't dodge that wrench.
All right.
So we're going to call that a 5-0 sweep. Dodgeball over tetherball. Next, we have number 9 seed with making the bed relay race. So I'm talking one person does the fitted sheet, right? One person does the next layer. One person does the pillowcases and the comforter. Okay. Making the bed. And then we also have number 8 seed gift wrapping.
What?
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, okay. So listen, can I just say I've never once in my life seen one person
made your bed.
Put a, well, that's true. You say made or peed, because different things. I've never seen one person put a fitted sheet on a bed by themselves. How do you do that? Like I can't even do
easy.
It with help.
Oh, I do it all the time.
This is why we let the Olympians do it.
One corner at a time.
They train for this, you know?
Fitted sheets are the
worst.
Now, folding a fitted sheet is a different story.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that would be a one seed.
So I am...
Very difficult.
I wrap my wife's presents because she loves opening presents. I hate wrapping presents.
Because you're a normal human being.
Yeah, no, 1 year for Christmas... I wrapped like all the presents for everybody in my family, like all the presents that I got them. It took me like 3 hours, went to a Christmas Eve party. And when I came back, the tape that I used unstuck itself from every present. So all of them were unwrapped when I came home. I was so mad. Like spent 3 hours doing that.
You gotta lick the tape first.
Wait, what?
Oh, is that what I did wrong?
Okay,
so well, I like for me, I would totally watch making the bed over wrapping presents 100%.
Sure.
Well, your wife never told you, John, is that she actually came home and unwrapped all the presents behind you.
Oh, no, no, this was before we were even together.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
And okay. It was good tape. It was like Scotch tape. It was name brand taped.
So let's be clear, though, right? Like, gift wrapping is a Winter Olympic sport, for sure, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, that's a Winter Olympics. Yep.
So I think that it would give the Winter Olympics well, I guess it already has figure skating, but I was going to say, because with gift wrapping, it's not just speed, it's style. So there's like a combo there, kind of like with gymnastics, where it's not as cut and dry as like who won the race or who jumped the furthest or
well, I think whatever. Even with there's making the bed, I tried to pick things that you can apply multiple things to, right? Like at the end of the day, the end result, you know, like we can make the bed, but it might be crappy. You know, you can wrap a gift, but it might look terrible or something like that. Someone might finish it faster or whatever. So take all these things into account. All of it.
So the tough part for me is going to be, am I going to look at this as in, this is something I want to sit down and watch? Or am I going to look at this in the narcissistic sort of way that I could probably still make the Olympics of that?
Well, I'm much more likely to make the Olympics at bed making than I am
100%
gift wrapping.
Yeah.
But I think more people would watch Olympic gift wrapping.
Mm.
I think that would get better ratings.
You can get different sized boxes.
Yeah,
different
Josh,
tape.
Let's be honest. You could never make it as a high level Olympian in either of those sports.
No, exactly. So. But this is gonna help steer me in one way.
So yeah, I would say that if we're going to call one a sport, it would have to be the gift wrapping.
These are Olympic sports.
There you go. Olympic games. It's part of the Olympic games.
Olympic games. I'd have to call the gift wrapping. I think because you have people that take gift wrapping super seriously and like have that kind of high level to it. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying that there are those kinds of people. I don't know anyone who takes that level of pride in making their bed that they elevated to that kind of art form that they would find another human being to relay race making the bed. So I'm ready for my vote.
I'll go ahead and tell you then for gift wrapping.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm still voting for the bed making. No, I'm just kidding.
Being a moderator is tough, guys. All right, so.
Well, being a moderator for us is tough.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you guys said it. All right, Josh, go ahead, man.
What are my options again? No.
I'm kidding. I love you guys.
I want to watch a bed-making relay race. I want to watch that. That's my vote.
Is it just because you don't know how to make a bed? Or?
I don't know how to gift wrap either, so.
Fair enough. How about Matt?
Gift bag.
There you go. True story, that is what I do for most guests.
Yep.
I'm team gift wrapping.
Stuff some tissue paper in there, you know? So. All right, so we got two for gift wrapping, one for making the bed. How about John Avery? What's up, man?
So I like the relay aspect of the bed making, but I could also see gift wrapping, some people get intense with that. And I think it'd be fun to see like those level of people also do it with speed. But I think you can branch this out. Like in track and field, you got people who run the 100, 400 by themselves, but you also have 4x1 and 4x4. So now you turn this into multiple events. You can make them relays. And then you have to have specific, you know, you got your anchor on the 4x1. So you make the gift wrapping, you got four different objects. So you need four different people. You know, you got a big box, small box, irregular object, and something else. So now you have to have special.
Or that guitar. Yeah.
So I think that there are a lot. I think gift wrapping better anyway, but I think there are a lot of possibilities to branch out as well. So I'm going to gift wrap.
Gift wrapping it is. John, how do you vote, man?
Oh, bed making for sure.
Oh. Tough one. Gift wrapping clutches it though. 3-2. Love to watch either one, but gift wrapping it is. Okay, guys. So next we have number 5 seed, a drone flying obstacle course.
Ooh.
And number 12 seed, synchronized parallel parking. But no Teslas or any other smart park type vehicles. Right. So.
No, that's performance enhancement drugs right there. That's.
Right, you can't have that.
That's right.
It's It's like banging on garbage cans.
Yeah. All right. Everybody,
you hit the garbage cans, you lose.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No. I've watched those drone racing league things, and those are amazing. I'd watch more of that. So yeah,
I feel like that's difficult. Those things go fast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I learned how to drive in Florida, so I don't know how to parallel park, but it looks hard. It looks
difficult. It's fine. You could really quickly get into like unmanned pod racing.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Or manned pod racing. Just like,
is anyone voting for parallel parking? Let me just put that out there.
Nope.
No, sir.
You will not be judged if you do. Okay.
Yes, you will.
Yes,
you will.
Not by your moderator, but.
Oh, okay.
All right. So drone flying is going to take that one.
Woot.
I really want to watch some drone races, man. I think that'd be really fun. So much fun. Okay. Next we have number 4 seed kickball versus number 13 seed a snowball fight.
Ooh.
Snowball fights are cool, but it's pathetic that kickball is not already an Olympic sport. Like,
I actually agree with that, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure how you do snowball fighting, but I was thinking like you could dye the snowballs a certain color or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Make them easier to see on camera.
Yeah. You know? Paintball with your arm.
In Japan, they actually have snowball fighting leagues in like northern Japan. Yeah.
For real?
If you'd watched James May, Our Man in Japan, you'd know.
I haven't watched it. I've watched some of it.
It's on my backlist, you know. It's not. I've never heard of it. Okay.
I'm sorry. Who's James Mayer?
James May. He's one of the presenters on the Grand Tour in Top Gear.
Yeah. He's John Mayer's
Captain
cousin.
Slow.
He's not. No. He's Captain Slow.
Anyway. Or Mr. Slowly.
Yes. So, yeah, does anyone have any thoughts on this? Any arguments for or against? Clearly, I think we all want kickball as an Olympic sport. Again, I want all of these. So what do you guys think out of here? Matt, I think you had a strong argument for kickball, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I already stated it, that it's better.
Sure.
And I'm ready to vote.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm with Matt on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and tally 2 votes for kickball then. Maybe 3, sweet. Edson?
Yeah. 5. You can just tally off 5.
Edson's voting 5. Edson's voting for 5. So that's 7 right there.
His name is Edson because he's so salty.
Oh, well done.
Love it.
I'll be here all night.
So next we have the token silly ones, right? They got to be in there.
I like that bed making is not a silly one. these ones coming up are the silly ones.
It's serious.
We've had relay bed making, but now it's getting silly.
Love it.
It's seen nothing yet. Come on. Okay, so we have number 3 seed, the 100-meter one-trip grocery dash versus the 14 seed Comcast phone support resolution.
It's so true.
Now, there's a twist with the 100-meter grocery run. There's a package of eggs in there. Okay. You can't break those eggs.
No.
Okay. But you got to win. Okay. 100 meters.
100 meters.
Full arm of grocery bags.
2 arms.
One trip.
Plastic bags?
Of course.
Yes.
They have to dig into your skin. Yes.
All right.
Listen,
circulation needs to
go. Paper ones one time and scratched my eyeball with the little like jagged things on top. That was awful. So, you know.
A serrated eyeball paper cut? Is that?
Yes, it was terrible. Yeah. So
this is all bags, no like cans of soda or jug of water or anything like that?
I mean, whatever's in the bags is up to the refs.
Well, but nobody's bagging a 12-pack of soda.
Or a case of water. No. Yeah.
But they might do a
there's
gallon
at least
of milk
a thing
inside
bag.
Of a bag.
Yeah.
And of course,
milk goes over the pinky.
You can really so many ways with that, right? So there are, like, you can make it an impossible amount of groceries to make in one trip. And so you now have to strategize. Do you go light and faster or carry? You know what I mean? Like, you can make it a multiple trip thing.
Right. So you get points for every item that you carry and how far you actually make it.
Weighted points.
That's a really good idea.
Like, in the World's Strongest Man competition, you get points even though you don't finish that event.
Yeah.
Depending how far you get. Well, or how
this is basically farmer's carry.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah. At the end, you have to throw it over that really big pole they have going across.
It should just be like an insurmountable amount of groceries. And right, you have like right. You have 60 seconds to move as many of them as you can.
Yeah, each one has a great value.
In one trip.
See, in one trip.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a one trip, 100-meter.
Yeah,
it's the one trip.
I guess I'm changing.
But you get to choose, right? So if you wanted to take, let's say you wanted to take 50 loaves of bread, but each loaf of bread is only worth 1 point, or you can grab 10 jugs of milk, but each jug is worth 15 points, right?
That's just a math 25 game points, at that
whatever
point.
It is. Then is, you got to figure how far can I get
in reverse the speed. Amount.
Yeah.
Right, because then you have to maybe race against the clock to get that the 100-meter dash done. Or, and if you don't finish it, then you don't get the full points. So do you want to, do you carry too much and then risk not actually finishing versus, you know, someone who carries half as much, or someone's carrying like 20 bags, but one of them rips and the cans fall out. You get the DQ'd at that point.
Heartbreak. Like, heartbreak.
This, I think you only get the like points amazing, for that.
Yeah, it's like when your ski breaks sport. Or something. Like, yeah, there's
okay.
They'll document.
This is so much. I'm sorry. It's so much better than the Comcast.
I was gonna say this ended up just being us totally, figuring out how we're gonna do this Olympics.
I totally forgot that the Comcast was the other option. So.
Okay, well, let me jump in here with the Comcast.
It was the lower seated option. Yeah.
I don't want to give Comcast any sort of publicity or positive anything ever for as long as I live. So if you would have said,
I hate to tell you, but they're our sponsor this week.
if you would have said Nazi spoilers, memorabilia man, sorting or Comcast anything, I'd be going with the Nazi memorabilia. So. For me, this is a no-brainer, but I really want to flush out exactly second. What this looks like.
I also feel like the Comcast thing would be much like a game of cricket where it would just go on for days, and nobody wants to watch that.
It's really just a question of like who's willing to sit there the longest and go through right? Their stupid tests. Like it's not – it's annoying, but like – it doesn't seem like it would be entertaining to watch.
And I don't think it's fair to do it out the gate, right? Like, you can't just go, boom, here, go Comcast. You have to have three or four attempts at talking to people over a month period when you are so livid that you will sit there for 6 hours, like my wife did one time. Like, that is – that's perseverance, but that's she wasn't willing to do that Comcast. Right from the get-go. Mm.
So and I don't want to – I have no interest in ever watching that. Ever.
No, me.
There's not much to watch. So much to watch.
Although watching people get angry.
You guys got me really hyped though for the 100-meter one trip grocery dash.
Yeah, we need to figure out a scoring system with this.
Pretty excited for that. Pretty excited.
You could also do relays where like you hand off a bag to a person that already has a bag.
That'd be tricky.
No,
like,
that would not be a one carry trip.
No, it'd be another event. It'd be a different event.
Right. It'd be the same. It'd be part of the grocery event. That's right. The grocery.
And by the way, For listeners who don't know, Matt Swearingen is a youth pastor, and Mr. Swearingen, this sounds like a new game for some.
Oh, it's yeah, it is.
Yes,
it could be training up USA's first Olympic team.
If ever we can meet again,
love it.
Many of these are because I have air mattresses, and we can do relay bed making. So
that is yes,
brilliant. Fantastic.
And now we can market our podcast to youth pastors.
Boom. So.
Okay, next up, we have number 11 seed, hot dog eating contest, versus number 6 seed, paintball.
Ooh. Okay. I'm ready to vote for this because I can't stand watching the hot dog eating contest. It makes me ill.
It makes me sick to my stomach.
But
there's a huge audience for this, man.
I know there is.
Huge audience. Yeah.
But I'm not voting for them.
My issue is like it's not an Olympic sport or an Olympic game, but it is a competition already. Like it is a big deal already.
So not that paintball isn't,
but like
I wonder though how much of that market is the like it has its one time. So it's like it has this one time a year and we watch it and it's 10 minutes and then it's done. Like, I don't want to watch multiple rounds of that over multiple days. I don't want to like in the context of the Olympics, I don't know if I would be as interested in that as I would be paintball. Like I can imagine the paintball tournaments through the Olympics, that being something I watch every night. Mm-hmm. Like that's a prime time Olympic sport is paintball for me. So
to be fair in that argument though, like, when my wife and I are watching the Olympics, say interpretive dance gymnastics. I could watch that literally once, like maybe half of once, and be done too. And yet they do that for days on end. And so, you know, I think you could say the same thing about the hot dog eating contest, and sure, that I would watch that once and be like, oh, okay. And then I couldn't watch it again. But a lot of these Olympic sports are that kind of once, fine, days on end, I need something else to do, which is why you have the variety of the Olympics, thankfully. So,
yeah.
Right. Nobody's been watching the biathlon, but it's still an Olympic sport.
But it is pretty cool to watch it. You know, like they go running and then they go and,
Shoot, cross-country skiing.
That's cross-country skiing.
They should do it both at the same time. Sport.
Yes, they should. They should be able to shoot each other.
Yeah.
I feel if I could, like, it's so then better. There's a benefit for not being first, right? Yes, you want to be first.
In my research, I did look at the Olympic sports, right, like from their official website. And yes, like shooting is one. But yes. Obviously it's just targets. Not human.
No, not human.
Yeah, I had like a Hunger Games kind of thing. Right. That'd be fantastic.
What if we made the switch instead of a hot dog eating contest? You would have a contest of eating whatever the host nation's food is. So it might be like if it's in Mexico one year, maybe it is, you know.
They don't have kosher hot dogs?
Enchiladas.
No, enchilada eating contest. Or, you know, I'm just thinking here. This
Taco
could be,
Bell steak quesadilla eating contest.
Yes.
That's the Bats. South Florida.
You know, in China.
That's the Southwest Florida Olympics is what we're doing here.
Bortles Florida man. Train the next generation of Olympians here.
Whew. All right. So, for me, it's a done deal.
Cool beans. Let me actually start with Edson here. How are you voting?
Paintball.
Okay.
Paintball is definitely.
I thought you might have been the one. Is anyone voting for hot dogs?
No.
No.
All right. Thought we may have had one.
By the way, one more time where we went an entire thing of like discussing it and never mentioned the other item that we voted for.
Right.
It needs no mention. One. Right.
That's round one, baby. That's how it goes. All right. Paintball sweeps it 5-0. Okay. We're struggling to come up with a good one against this one. But we have number 7 seed skateboarding versus number 10 seed diaper change. That one made its way in there.
Skateboarding isn't an Olympic sport?
Gift wrapping.
No, I think it is. Nope. That's what I think it is.
It's X Games. I don't think it's Olympic.
I thought Sean White has gold medals in both.
Snowboarding. Half pipe snowboarding. But I don't think look it up. Skateboarding is Olympics.
So he might have X Games gold medals.
Yeah, yes. No, he said that. But
yeah, I don't think it's an Olympic sport.
Oh, crap. Okay, so I was...
It is?
I was half wrong. Skateboarding will make its Olympic debut in Tokyo 2020.
So it
Which
has
a head.
Was it?
And, it won't in 2020.
It won't. So, all right. Well, so, up to you guys. Should we do an on-the-fly change here?
No, keep it, and I'm voting right, against it then. That's
probably... All right, so skateboarding, what was the other one now? I don't know.
Or we could make it the winner. And feel like we made a difference.
Here's the deal with diaper changing, right? Like, if that's like a 11 month old, that is an Olympic sport because the movement ability at
that's
that
true
is a whole nother ball game.
True,
but also, where are you going to get diapers? These kids that you're going to change
on national television?
Also, adult diapers.
Most of the Olympics are in third world countries. They've got plenty of kids just lying around just use. It's fine.
This was a mistake.
You could partner with like Compassion International and like have all these kids that be like, hey, sponsor this child and change their diaper.
Wait, hold on. And you guys were worried I was going to say something offensive.
Oh, no.
So,
I mean, yeah, I was going to say.
In all fairness, I was warned that would get weird.
You'd have Olympic trials just like for the changers, but I don't know.
Oh, so wait, hold on.
Shall we move on?
Qualified to be the changee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole different
ball. You know, like every.
How else you gonna
there's like notorious bad movers, right?
Yeah, that's true. Now, are these babies or can we do adults and then they're allowed to play defense during the changing?
Oh, gosh. As long as there's no flinging.
That would make it a sport, though, right? Because
I mean, flinging can take place of curling.
I was really ready to vote for skateboarding until we started this discussion.
Oh my goodness.
It's up to you guys.
I've changed my mind.
But not a diver.
Shall we move on?
I think we need to get an official vote on.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
All right. I'm all about the skateboarding on this thing because I've changed enough diapers with my son in my lifetime. I don't really care to watch anybody else change another diaper. I don't care how fast they do it. So that's not something I would be interested in watching.
I am team skateboard as well.
How about John Dobson?
Oh, I'm team skateboard, but that was some good discussion.
Is anybody voting for the diapers?
Edson is 100% diapers. Voting for diapers.
I'm 100% voting for the diapers. Yes.
Nice. Okay, so that means it has a shot in feature brackets. You know, it's not eliminated forever. Fantastic. Okay. In the last round here of round one, the last matchup, I should say, of round one, we have number 15 seed Team Telephone Relay versus number 2 Belly Flop.
Ooh.
Mm.
Of course, Telephone, the game. I figure this is like a Team USA versus like Team Other Country, you know, it's like the country members all playing the game of Telephone.
I'm glad that's the way you watch the Olympics too, because that's also how I watch the Olympics, Team USA versus Team Other Country.
Yeah.
It's easy to keep track of.
We just lost our international crowd. Okay.
Well, that's fine, but it's easy to keep track of because the USA is always at the top.
Right.
And so everybody else just falls in behind. So yeah. I get you.
We're Patriots.
Telephone, as long as everyone has to speak English.
Well, that was my question, right? Because you have some words that don't translate into other countries and other languages. So that's not really necessary.
Yeah, I mean, you keep it semi-generic and like you just hand the first person a card if you want to do it in every, you know, in native language.
But I feel like for
print out the sentence in each card.
I pictured it you would train in all the languages.
For competitive balance, though, and to make it Olympic level, you're going to want to use some sentences that are difficult to pass along, right?
Exactly.
Like it can't be really easy like playing telephone with a group of sixth graders, right? Like where they're going to mess it up at some point. It's just going to happen. Like these are Olympic telephone competitors. Like you have to make it difficult. And for competitive balance purposes, I don't know how you use the same sentence for multiple teams because it's not going to be the equal amount difficult in different languages.
Right.
In my head, I pictured it like each team has to do multiple sentences, right? In like varying languages. And there could be the Olympic element of like distance between them. So like you have to like sprint 15 meters or whatever to the next person, you know?
Oh, so okay. So I've given this a weird amount of thought. Like every country gets the same sentence in Portuguese and they have to they have to say it in Portuguese.
Yeah.
All the way through.
You gotta train in many languages.
Interesting.
It's really a language
competition.
So naturally when your native language comes up, you'll have an advantage for that round, but
right.
What is this competing against again?
Performance. Belly flop.
Yeah, I'm team belly flop. I feel like I have a better chance of getting into the Olympics on that.
See, there we
and,
go.
Yes.
That one I just thought would be incredibly fun to watch.
Like, you know what the statement is at the beginning, but like the tech involved with listening well to it get lost along the way would be difficult, and that would take the fun out of the telephone.
But it doesn't have to along
yes
the way.
And no.
Just how it ends up, right? You don't care how it goes between third and fourth person.
At the end of the day,
yes and no, but think about like NFL games, the giant parabolic mics they have on the side. You hear everything in NFL games now.
I don't want to. I also have no desire to learn that many languages, which I would need to do to be in that. And I want to compete in the Olympics. So
is that because you already speak American?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why? Okay, that's
what I told my high school English teacher when she told me some grammar rules that I was like, "That's stupid. I'm not speaking English anymore." Or I was speaking American from now on.
Cool beans. Matt, I'm going to start you off with a vote for belly flop.
Yeah.
How about Josh?
Yeah, it's definitely belly flop for me as well.
Like, I would feel bad for the people. Man, it'd be fun to watch.
No, you can't feel bad for them. They're living their dream.
I wouldn't feel bad for them at all.
Oof, I would feel so.
You're such a better person than me, Cynix. I would not. It never even crossed my mind to feel bad for the people.
No.
Belly gets so red.
This is the one opportunity.
When they win their gold medal, you know.
This is the one opportunity for like the most unathletic people to be in the Olympics.
They just have to be willing to sacrifice. That's
right. Yes.
All right, John Dobson.
Oh, team belly flop for sure.
John Avery?
Belly flop all day.
All right, and Edson?
Belly flop.
Whew, we got to make that one happen, man. I really want to see some
slow see motion some
red
picks.
Bellies.
Oh. Slow motion video.
Oh, yes.
You score that. Is it biggest splash?
Biggest smack?
Reddest belly?
Biggest splash, biggest ripple, horizontal. You know?
Yeah, so it's just like
it's
diving.
It's like diving, but where you didn't break form.
Most intense red color on your stomach.
Do they get bonus points if they have to be fished out of the pool because they went unconscious?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
For blood.
You can do I'm just picturing the slow-mo camera of the water rippling and the fat rippling at the same time.
Again, the points and the fat ripples higher than the water does.
You gotta make this what happened. I really want to see it. All right. that was an exciting round.
You know,
got some good ideas. I kind of just want to make Olympics now.
They always have, like, when they bring it up, they show curling. They show the little stick figure, the guy with the stick, right? And they show basketball, the guy shooting. I want to see the belly flop icon. I want to know what that is.
Me.
So funny, because I'm looking at the Olympic website, and yeah, it's all stick figures. And they're all in perfect shape. But not for long. Okay, so we're entering round two here. We got number one seed dodgeball versus number eight seed gift wrapping.
Oh,
you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Anybody
for gift wrapping? Needs debate for me.
No, I think this one's a wrap.
Yeah, yep. I think so. All right, we'll move
for dodgeball.
Right along then. Yes, all right. This one might be a little spicy. So we got number five seed drone flying obstacle course versus number four seed kickball.
So
Matt, I'm gonna have to complain. You should have put kickball last because for all those kids get picked last in kickball.
Oh,
trust me, you get picked last in a lot of things.
The thing is all the
hurts a lot more at the Olympic
picked,
level.
All the people that would have been picked last in kickball are the ones flying the drones in this competition.
It's true. So the Olympics, though, is, I mean, it is a games of history, right? Like, it is a historic event with roots to ancient Greece and all that stuff. And so you do, it is fun here that you have the, like, you have kickball, which is like a timeless classic versus like the tech game. Like, I mean, outside of esports, like, this is the closest thing you have to esports that's in reality. Like,
Fun fact, actually, Swearingen, is that originally with kickball, they used the severed heads of the victims from the Colosseum. So
this podcast will not be aired.
It's kind of hurt with bare feet.
I thought you were going to tell me new information.
I'm sorry. Not all listeners are as well versed as you on
the history
of kickball.
So, yeah, it's
thanks for that lesson, man. I appreciate that.
It almost made the cut. I just feel like I'm gonna lean timeless classic of kickball here. I want to see it as an Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team sport, and I like team sports.
Yeah. I want to see, you know, these team, like at the very end when they're standing up on the podium, right, and they're. They're so happy and they're biting their medals and they got a kickball under their arm and they go back home to their jobs at Home Depot when they get back and be like, yeah, I'm Olympic champion. Like, really? What did you do? Like,
kickball.
Kickball. Yeah. Yeah. It was, so we won kickball. I think it'd be fun.
Technique, very important. You don't want to do the tip of the foot. You know, you got to do the side, maybe do the top. Who knows?
Also imagine an Olympic kickball field would have to be massive. You have NFL kickers out there just
oh, gosh.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
That'll be beautiful.
Exciting. I can already picture the icon now. Stick figure kicking a ball.
The guy with his arm back and the leg is up to where it's kicking. Yeah, no, this is going to be good.
Except they don't have feet. They just have stubs. But
listen, just as everybody's aware, 100% would I watch that over any soccer game ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's a far superior kicking game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So soccer players should quit
Cuban
soccer.
Is going to weigh in now. So.
I think it's better than baseball, too.
Spice. Well, you know, that's a lot of hit people in the head with a baseball, right? I mean, I guess technically not supposed to
kickball. You can tag them. That's how you get people out in kickball.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. I would like to be a voice for the competitive drone flying, because that is, I know it's up and coming, and I know it's a new thing, but it takes a lot of skill to be able to do that. It is an avenue for people that don't have the competitive advantage to do a lot of these other sports that most people can that all these Olympic athletes can do that nobody else can do. I like that idea of being able to train on something that requires brains and not necessarily just brawn. And so I would vote for the drone flying for that reason.
Jones, what do you guys got?
I don't think you're wrong on that, Edson.
You're a main John.
I know. It's fine.
He also doesn't care.
I actually don't care. But just because something takes skill doesn't mean it should be in the Olympics. I mean, dentistry takes skill, but I don't want to see a world record time of root canals.
This isn't the math Olympics.
If you want to say
Olympics,
brains and not just brawn, like, yes, you have to know how to, you have to be able to kick a ball very far, but sometimes you need to place it strategic places. I'm even thinking, Matt brought up like NFL kickers out here just blasting. Mm-hmm. Get professional bowlers to be the pitchers.
Because
then you can actually throw pitches. Like, there's strategy there.
You don't need any bouncing crap.
I think that there could be a lot of just like in baseball, where you've got to throw the right pitch at the right time. You have infield and outfield shifts. You got to know situational hitting. I think it's the same thing with kickball.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that this show has just become us making the Olympics, and that's really, it's really exciting for me.
Catches would be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
An Olympic kickball. Oh, because just laying out to catch the kickball and there it's running, kicking, throwing, catching, like, I don't know.
It's the ultimate Olympic sport.
It is.
And in my opinion, the sound of a kickball getting kicked is the greatest sound in all of ball sports.
Yep.
It's a good sound.
All right. I'm ready to vote.
Same. All right. Let's start with you, man. Edson, how do you go?
I go with kickball.
Okay. Anybody for drones? We might have the most 5-0s in Fights of the Roundtable history.
We really seem to agree on this topic.
Yeah. In general, I don't think the topic lends itself as easily to fights as other topics, but that's okay. I'm loving this. So kickball takes it 5-0. Okay. Next we have the number 3 seed, the 100 meter one trip grocery dash versus the number 6 seed paintball.
Paintball sounds amazing, and like I want that to be an Olympic sport now. Like, that'd be so fun to watch. Like, competitive combat. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Edson.
So here's the thing. I agree with you 100%, Matt, and I will probably land on paintball being my choice in the end. However, I think of competitive 100-yard dash grocery, carrying groceries. Like, it's an art form that I have passed on to my sons where they do not come into the house in more than one trip. It doesn't matter how many groceries are there. Like, we've had to go to the hospital for stitches because of the cuts that we've gotten from carrying stuff. And they're like, what happened? Like, well, we had to carry groceries into the house. Wait, did you, like, trip on something? Oh, no, this is from the bag that was cutting into my arm. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, I understand.
And the guy's looking like, oh, yeah, dude, respect. And the girls are like, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you make more than one trip? You're like, because that's against the rules. Like, you don't make more than one trip. And so making that an Olympic sport would just be, I think, the culmination of my life's work.
Be the coach.
And would that come back to what we were talking about before? Is that a way you could still make it to the Olympics?
Okay, so
depends, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into how I think I'm gonna get into the Olympics in this.
Ooh,
not right now. But I do have something after we're done.
I do feel like a lot like Edson here, where I really want to see this be an Olympic sport. And I know we do this podcast because it's fun and funny, and we're, you know, five idiots that do this. But
no, we're morons tonight.
Same. But I'm with you 100%, Edson. Like, I'm probably going to end up voting for whatchamacallit, but I do really want to see this as an Olympic sport. I want to see those groceries being carried in. I want to see someone get down 78 meters down the way and then all the bags rip, right? And
yes.
We see that sheer panic, and it's like the dude who tore his hamstring, right? It's going to be that same slow motion video of his face and soul crushing at that moment. And I
milk
want to,
just right, milk, explodes
milk splatter, all over. Eggs all over the field.
His wife runs onto the field to like help him finish getting over the line.
And he's like, no, I've got this, right?
I want to see SEAL Team 6 versus Mossad in a paintball match.
You're right. Like,
yes.
That'd be great. Special forces.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One thing I was thinking about. Like, we didn't need a lot of argument in the first round, but like, there could be so much planning that goes into these. Like, I'm so with you guys that like the grocery carrying, it sounds like it'd be so much fun to watch. But like, I want to see teams implement strategy. Like, you watch the other teams in that weren't in your matchup in the first round, so you can analyze how they're posting up and what their attack or defense strategy is. Like, I think there's a lot that could go into the paintball. So I think I'm leaning towards that.
Yeah, I'd want to see like a moving field. So like barriers that they're hiding behind, like drop and things move around, like stuff like that, where it's not like almost like an obstacle course, but you're also like having to worry about getting hit from another team. Like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, there's so much you can do with this. At the same time, like, I want to give the grocery dash a fighting chance.
I think we have a winner regardless.
Yeah, the grocery dash is hilarious. But like, could there be a more important medal for your country to win in the Olympics than the paintball medal? If, like, all your special forces people start competing in it? Like, it's like literally like, don't go to war with us. We're the gold medalists in paintball.
Right, what if that became the way we
saw war? Israel just takes it every year.
Right, we just did paintball war instead of actual war. And then, you know, what we're doing is we're creating world peace here, guys.
Somebody called
sounds like
UN.
Something John Lennon would solved, write about.
We just solved the world.
Just put the paintballs in Kalashnikov. Shoot Kobe.
Oh, Josh, the look on your face was worth it.
So are we voting or what? What's the thing?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm done talking to John Dobson.
Let's go. All right. Mr. Matt.
Paintball.
Paintball. Mr. John Avery.
Paintball.
All right. Anybody for groceries?
Yes, because I do not want this to be something we never talk about again. I am totally voting for the groceries.
That's a brilliant move right there.
Respect, man. Respect.
I will second that.
Oh.
Oh. Well, hold up. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
all right.
So it comes down to me.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well this is remember how many people are just like
win either way. Like, I don't care which one wins because they're both amazing.
Correct me here. Did they do multiple epic episodes of Community revolving around carrying groceries, or was it some of the greatest television ever revolving around paintball wars? Pretty sure it's paintball wars. So it's 100% going to be paintball. And if you guys haven't seen those episodes,
you definitely
go on
should go
Hulu
watch them.
And watch paintball. Actually, you don't even know about anything else
Netflix.
About the show.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix?
Ad free.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Netflix.
Listeners, Edson is going right now to watch the paintball.
Oh, I thought we'd never get rid of that guy. Oh, he's back. Hey, it's just,
so now the paintball has officially taken a 3-2. I must second that. You must watch those episodes. They are TV gold. There's nothing quite
right,
like it.
Okay. Right after I'm done with the rest of development.
Yes.
That's a good priority. Order to do, man.
That takes priority.
Yes.
Okay. Next we have number 7 seed skateboarding versus number 2 seed belly flop.
Okay.
Again, some people saying they're ready.
I don't want to vote right now.
Again, okay. Belly okay. Flop is like my one chance at Olympics. Like, that's my one chance at Olympic greatness.
All right, so what are the arguments? I want to hear some of you guys' arguments because I don't know.
We go. Slow motion, fat rippling. Like,
once I introduced that idea, Edson was sold for life.
Yeah. I can't see anything else now.
I think, again, for me, like, skateboarding is a big thing, and there are already, like, global competitions that you can watch. Like, to me, I don't feel like it needs to be thrown into the Olympics as well, especially if it's going up against belly flopping.
But that argument is can be said for golf, can be said for tennis, can be said for...
Who cares about golf and tennis? This is belly flopping we're talking about.
I understand.
Tennis is great. I'll be the one to defend tennis.
I think you can just get so much more enjoyment out of belly flop. Like, yeah, there are a lot of really cool skateboard tricks you can do. There are a lot of different skateboarding events. I'm not saying that's not impressive. It's not cool to watch. But I would so much more enjoy watching a bunch of average to big guys just flopping for like hours.
After all we've said,
can you not just picture some dude like walking up and like walking up to the diving board and you're like, oh, what's he gonna do? And he like does a double flip, double decker, whatever, into a belly flop. You're like, oh, he just blew our mind. Like,
a high dive belly flop.
Yes.
I mean, I just they're going out some... on a stretcher, but it's be awesome.
For the record, that was the vision, I think. Is like, I just want to see. You're still pretty high up, you know. Yeah.
You I want to see smack. A fat dude, like, doing dives that aren't ending in dives. They're ending in
okay. Like, yeah. All right, so that was what I was thinking when Dobson said that, was in my head, all we're doing is
you're not just falling forward.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, all we're doing is judging. That's why my question before is, how do you judge that? It was all about the splash. Now, if we're talking about, we want them to pull. Yeah, we want them to pull like a double, triple axel, you know, nose cone, and let but instead of sticking the landing, they did the complete opposite of it.
Stick smack the landing.
And even if you don't have crazy tricks, like, I've seen other videos of belly flop competitions where these people like just full head of steam off of the diving board, like running, and the force that they hit the water with is just amazing.
Can we appreciate the fact
we're
going to
need
here
the source
that Avery
on this.
Has
we're
going to
need the
yeah, he's watched belly flop competitions already without having any advanced knowledge of what was going to be talked about tonight. I love it.
Links will be in the description for those belly flop competitions.
Internet rabbit hole.
Listen, because I'm a terrible human being, I love to watch people get hurt. So, and there's few things better than. But see, it almost feels like the skateboard is more fun because it's not an intentional, oh, they're going to get hurt at the end, right? So it's more of a surprise when the board flips up and enters the nether regions, right? Versus it's just another guy who got a belly flop. So I might get a little more enjoyment of somebody, you know, face planting on a rail.
But if you are adding tricks into the belly flop, like, you're going to have people who don't complete those flips and go head first into the pool.
That's true. That's
and they will score very
okay,
early.
All right. Very low. That's fair. All right, I'm good.
Anybody for skateboarding?
No.
Another 5-0. I'm just here for the fun discussions, to be honest. This is just a jolly time. I'm having a jolly time. Well, that concludes the second round. That was a journey. And we got two more rounds to go. But first, this week, Fights at the Round Table is sponsored and brought to you by Encourage. If you're feeling down, maybe a little sad, depressed, maybe you just got your feelings hurt, or maybe your favorite pick for the round one matchup lost badly, What you need is your own personal entourage of encouragement. With Encourage, simply fill out a questionnaire that will only partially be used to invade your privacy, and they'll connect you with four of their highly trained team members to send you positive messages and good vibes. Use promo code John Lennon to unlock a special tier of encouragement where we use the cameras on your devices to identify when you're sad and immediately send you an encouraging message. Get your entourage of encouragement today with Encourage. Thank you, door sponsor. Are you guys ready to move on?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm feeling Encourage.
I will need you to send me that link though later on for the.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to patronize them. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Cynics, you're my hero.
They're patronizing us. So.
Love the promo code. Well,
thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hold on, John.
You guys
did we special request that promo code for them, or did they pick that out?
They picked it out.
No, they picked it out.
Sure. Okay. Yep.
So, that's awesome.
All right, guys. We're moving into our next round here. We got number one seed, dodgeball, versus number four seed, kickball.
Ooh.
I'd watch both.
I feel like that's you true. Get a little bit of dodgeball in kickball.
So this is my championship matchup. Like for yes. me personally, this is one versus two in my brain. So I know that that's not the actual seeding and all that stuff, but like this is
like this your is version of two. John Lennon versus John Wayne, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So
you mean John Watson?
Shut up.
But
only that
I have to go kickball because of the diversity of it. I think the temptation for me is to go dodgeball just because of the movie, but I think I would enjoy watching Olympic kickball better because of the running and the kicking and the throwing and the catching and all that stuff happening. And you can dodge when people are trying to peg you and get you out. So there is still some dodging involved.
So I guess here's the question. Are we all kind of thinking that there's like just one mode of dodgeball? Because in my lifetime, I've played many variations of dodgeball. Are we thinking the Olympics are going to be doing that, or is it always like the same type of dodgeball?
No, I think the Olympics tend to have a very set set of rules in which people just because of the international flavor of it, you can't have a variation of rules constantly that people can't train for that seems to favor one country over another kind of thing. And so I think that if you're going to have a set of rules for dodgeball, it would be a finite set of rules that would have to be followed without variation. And I Matt, you have swayed me. I think that's, you're right with that. The fact that you can dodge balls in kickball that, I don't know, man, but if you could dodge a car, you can dodge a ball.
A wrench.
No, you have to also dodge cars.
I also have to dodge cars.
You also have to dodge cars.
True.
Yeah.
Also
probably cars. Chargers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a dark.
Anyway.
I think dodgeball doesn't hold super great memories for me, whereas kickball does. So I'm leaning kickball on this one. Plus there is still variety, like we were talking earlier, like having like NFL kickers and professional bowlers and like this could be an intense sport. I think I'd prefer to watch more than dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a similar type deal where like dodgeball, we played every once in a while, but it wasn't a big thing. Kickball was huge when I was a kid. Like I remember I went to a new school and I wasn't any good at kickball. Right. And so my dad went out and bought me a kickball and took me over to the school and we worked on it like forever until I got better at kickball. Mostly because it made me feel better and partially because, you know, my dad didn't want to have a loser as a son. He ended up having a loser as a son anyway.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah. You know.
Poor guy. So he's still disappointed.
Yeah, always disappointed. But so I do have like good memories of like my parents taking me over there and, you know, playing kickball. And I think that that may have something to do with it. But for me, dodgeball is fun and I love the movie, but I don't think it would be nearly as much fun to watch as kickball in the Olympics.
I guess we'll just put it out there because we've been having so many 5-0s. Anybody for dodgeball?
No. I'm surprised. I'm surprised this is an upset.
Me too.
Kickball takes it. 5-0. Lots of good discussion. Lots of good discussion. Next, the semifinals. Number 6 seed Paintball versus number 2 seed Belly Flop.
Ooh.
Josh is ready to go.
Yeah.
Hit me with your key one sentence seller.
I think the earlier argument of Mossad versus U.S. SWAT team or Navy SEALs, like that picture in my head is just amazing, and I want to actually see that happen. So I pick Paintball.
So I go to Home Depot and I'm going to buy some building materials. And the person who's helping me is wearing the little like name tag that says, you know, my name is Philip. How can I help you type of deal? And it says on there, right, an Olympic athlete. And I'm going to say, oh, really? Well, oh, that's awesome. That's what did you go to the Olympics for? And he's going to say, I went to the Olympics for paint-based tactical warfare. Boom, done. Like that dude's my hero, right? So I don't understand why this is a question. For me, it is 100% paintball now.
Well, I thought you were going to say Philip's name was Philop, and he went to the Olympics.
Philop.
For
belly philopping.
That was a twist.
I think you swayed me with your paint-based tactical warfare. That was...
I mean, I'm sure I can go to Golden Corral and see the guy who's worked there who was doing the belly flops. But I don't frequent there, so...
You should immediately leave.
Yes.
There's definitely a finger in that.
Just to start going Corral.
I don't know. I love the idea of the belly flop. It's just so much fun. And, like, you can put a lot of skill into that, too. For me, part of not voting for dodgeball was, like, you know, you can have paintball, and it's way better than dodgeball. Like, there's – paintball is, like, elite dodgeball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And there's no question of whether or not they got hit.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no judges involved. Like, it's clear. Like,
so –
I can picture I legitimately can picture sitting in my living room with my family watching paintball as an Olympic sport and like cheering on the US in this. The belly flop thing is super fun to think about, and it's silly, and like it would be great if it was in there, but it's more of like an afternoon, like I got home from work early, I'm gonna turn on the Olympics and like, oh, that's on real quick. Paintball would be one of my favorite Olympic sports.
And paintball seems like that could legitimately be a game that's in the Olympics, whereas belly flop, it's like that one day a year when ESPN does the Ocho, and they put all the things on nobody ever watches, which, by the way, Mr. Cynics, now that we've gone through all 16, the fact that marble racing is not included on here, I'm very unhappy about.
Thought about it, but it's already its own epic thing, man. Yeah, it's already got its whole production figured out. Yep.
As much as I love the fact that I could go to the Olympics for belly flopping, I wouldn't actually want to because it's super painful.
You got to want it.
Yeah, you got to want it.
To be a world-class athlete, John, you need to be able to decide what your motivations are here. What are your priorities?
Not physical pain.
Fair.
Fair. Indeed.
That's why you'll never have a gold medal.
I'm okay with that.
You would be great. Right, that 100 meter.
Just get one of those little baggie of golden chocolate coins, and I'll be happy.
Oh, there you go.
Tastes like chalk.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I suppose I'll just keep going. Anybody for belly flop?
No, sir.
This is just the. I don't know that we're ever going to beat this on the number of 5-0s.
Right.
Paintball it is. However. Our
I believe you mean
match.
Paint-based tactical warfare.
That's right. Yes. Paint-based tactical warfare.
Yeah.
We got more 5-0s here than the police department.
Ooh. What is this, Hawaii?
Now, I fear our championship matchup may not end in 5-0, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know you guys at all. It just sounds like there were some very strong
just met
arguments
us today.
Yeah, just met a bunch of morons.
Do you think anybody who actually knew us would agree to do this?
We just found some random guy on the street. We're like, hey, can you moderate something for us real quick?
Make a forget we'll pay me 20 not bucks. After every episode. Except John Lennon somehow stuck in my mind. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So we have number four seed kickball versus number six seed paint-based tactical warfare.
Yes.
In the final. So I think we all know the good merits of both, but for the championship, which one would you guys want to see become an Olympic sport? Which one of these things that isn't should be?
I'm not going to lie. I think of the shows we've done so far, this is my most difficult championship matchup.
Yikes.
You're only saying that because Lennon
lost. Sorry for the turmoil.
Yes. Because I would have voted Lennon as number one anyway. So I wouldn't have been torn.
This is
true. That's true.
Yeah, these are really, really good options. And before anybody presents their argument for one side of this, it's a shame that these both aren't already Olympic sports.
Yes,
it's a literal shame. Yeah. Not just like we're being silly and funny Olympic sports. Like these should be Olympic sports. I would watch the heck out of either of these. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are lots of nations around the globe that would get super into competing in these events. So,
agreed. Shame on you, Olympics. Why are these not in there?
Yeah.
Well, because they don't have enough money to bribe their way in.
We will sell you the idea.
FIFA.
Yeah, this is tough because as much as I loved kickball growing up and as fun as it was and just like all the memories that it holds, I would love to watch that as an Olympic sport. But Matt, you said earlier, I keep going back to Mossad versus SEAL Team 6 in a paintball matchup. Like, that would be one of the most intense, paint-based tech warfare. That would be one of the most intense things I think you could watch. Probably better than any John Wick movie.
And for the record, which
most of you still haven't seen.
I know. I'll get around to it, I promise.
Guys. Come on.
Going back to the icons again, the icon for the paintball, I don't want to be a guy with a gun. I want to be the guy getting hit with the paint.
Yes. I
want to see him like falling back with the splatter coming off of
him. Yes.
Stick figure. So, that's what
I want. Yeah, my thing is that the simulated battlefield of war is always thrilling to those who are looking who are always craving the victory of the only field that matters, of the only thing that matters. And so I think that the paint-based tactical warfare will definitely be kickball.
Could they also do it where they are essentially reenacting famous battles? So like they could have the Battle of Gettysburg, right? And they have to use...
They don't stand in a line and shoot at each other?
Yeah, they have to use like time or battle appropriate firepower. So you have to use like a single bolt action rifle, which you put one
front loading paintball gun,
fire it and put it back in. But you could also have paint cannons. So
I played paint grenades. Paint grenades. I played paintball once and there was a guy there who somebody had forgotten their paintball gun. We were one gun short, and so he just used the barrel of the gun and had had paint with him and would put one paintball in and then and it's an auditory medium, but he would blow dart. He would blow dart the paintball balls.
Rambo.
And it was awesome. I don't think he got anybody, but it was still cool somehow.
Don't suck in by accident.
A buddy of mine shot in the face.
A buddy of mine in Michigan used to play and paintball. And there was a thing there, I guess it was called the Big Game. And it was so huge, they would, I think it was the National Guard, would bring in a troop transport. And so when you got killed, you would go back to, you know, the medic tent or whatever. And then they would bring out like groups of people through the troop transport to get back in the game at a later time or whatever. I think the scope of how big this could be, because you could do a 5-man team or you could do, hey, there's 250 Olympians per team.
Or you could do essentially SEAL Team 6 versus a 250 person team and watch them just get obliterated.
You mean the 250 people?
Yes, exactly.
You could go Hunger Games style, where it's just everybody versus everybody, and you can make alliances and betray and like all that stuff where it's and you could even have teams versus so like SEAL Team 6 could team up with Mossad until everybody else was dead and then facing off with each other.
Yeah. Do you want to form an alliance?
An easy alliance.
So I do love though I do love about kickball that everybody watching it, I think not everybody, but so many people watching it will have played it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's that draw of like we've all experienced kickball and watching it now, like at the highest possible level on the world stage would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's and almost also like the competition of like who's the most athletic kid on the playground, but like for the world.
Right. And it's always like, there that little where I think some dude sitting there on his couch watching it is going to go, I can do that. I can go play that. And maybe I can be good enough to be in the Olympics as an outfielder. You know,
maybe it's not. Go outside and run around and play kickball. Like,
right. And then bar kickball leagues would be blowing up during the Olympics and around the Olympics, right?
In fact, I have a group of friends from work who are part of a kickball league.
See?
That's awesome.
Yep.
I want it. That sounds so much fun.
I've been invited. I just don't have the time.
I don't know. I love the idea of Olympic kickball too. And I've been arguing for paintball really hard this whole way. But I love it. I think it would be so fun to watch. I think, I think that it would be prime time worthy and then simultaneously have the fun, like nuanced Olympicness of like, this is just random and special. And like, if some random guy wanted to work hard enough at it, he feels like he could do it kind of a thing. And
like curling.
Yeah. I think
well, you can't kickball. Do that paintball, right? With paintball, I think you need to have some sort of tactical training and background in order to really do what we're thinking about.
Yeah. Especially at the Olympic level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. Good arguments on all sides. Does anyone have other input? Or should we just tally it up, call it a day?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, Mr. Herf, I'm ready.
Mr. Herf, we're
going
to start
paintball.
With you.
Yeah, I'm going paintball. Though. Okay. I think that's Matt is giving me the face like, I don't know. Even though he has the thumbs up that he's ready, you see the indecision in his eyes. No, I think paintball because of the fact that it now turns into war games at this point, and that's fun to watch.
Fun to watch. John Avery?
It's a good final. Very tough matchup.
You guys did a great job whittling this down.
The nostalgia factor and the everyman factor of kickball. But I think like the elite levels you can get into and the tactics and all that, I think I have to go paintball.
How about John Dobson?
It's going to be paintball for me. But I do hope, Matt, that kickball gets one vote because
kickball. Make it happen, man. Go with your heart. What does your heart say?
Oh, no, it's paintball. It's all on Matt to make the decision to make this clean sweep or not. I'm just going to...
Follow your dreams.
Just make the right decision.
By the way, this is exactly why I wanted to vote first on this one.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
So, I'm like excited that paintball won because Olympic Committee, please listen to this and make it happen.
Anybody, please listen to this.
It would be amazing. And there's so many ideas about how you could do it, and I would love all of them. Like, you could make it epically massive and go full war games on it and do the like medic and like people are coming back into it and all this stuff. And what's a kill versus what's an injury and all that stuff. Like you could, there's so much.
Equipping fighter jets with paintballs.
Airstrikes.
Calling an air support.
Oh my gosh.
And I love it. There we go. Because when you think about it as paint tactical Claymore. Warfare, when you think about it as the warfare version of it, instead of like paintball played on like a small field, basically, when you start to think about that, you can make it epically large. And it's the Olympics, so you could do it. You could have square miles of land, whether that's urban environment or forest environment, mm-hmm. just ready to go for this. And it would be
the drone footage would be awesome.
Oh, it'd be so good. So good. Trackers on people, whole thing.
Night vision.
But I'm not going to let paintball clean sweep it because kickball is just, it just also what fully deserves to be in the Olympics. So I'm going to vote for kickball.
I respect that.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm glad you did.
And there you have it. We have chosen that the thing that isn't an Olympic sport that should be is paint-based tactical warfare.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for participating. Good good discussions, good picks. I really do think you guys did an excellent job in this particular bracket of whittling down the options to a very good final. I feel like we've had good finals for a while now, so I think you guys are really hitting a good stride.
Well, so pretty much everything we do is fantastic. So
that's true.
We knew. Pretty much. We knew.
So, quick recap. Our round one winners, we had dodgeball, gift wrapping, drone flying obstacle course, kickball, the 100-meter one-trip grocery dash, paint-based tactical warfare, skateboarding, belly flop. Round two, dodgeball, kickball, paintball, belly flop. Semifinals, kickball, paintball, and paintball. Took it in the end.
All right.
There you have it.
Awesome.
So, we will be tweeting the official Olympic account. We'll say we have like 80 or so minutes of heated discussion and you guys need to
and ideas.
Paint-based tactical warfare thing. So right. Surely they'll take us seriously, right?
Surely they will.
I don't see how this could possibly go wrong.
We have to send it with a bag of cash, but I think then they'll probably...
We'll get that from our entourage
or
sponsor.
Right.
Or just chocolate coin.
Or just chocolate coin. Good point.
They probably won't even notice the difference.
Probably wouldn't. Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us as always. If you want to know more about us, you can check out our links in the description. Until next time, farewell. I don't know you guys at all.
That's why you'll never have a gold medal.